name is Maurice Washington. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Executive Talk. Those that are watching live, those who are listening on our podcast, or those that are watching on our Roku channel, thank you so much for being here. In today's show, we're talking about what should you expect when relocating to Arizona. As you know, moving is always a very nervous move. You never know what to expect. Here we have an opportunity to actually talk about those things, because I know, just like everybody else, we like to do our own research and try to figure out, you know, what are those things we're going to run into, how to make our lives comfortable when we move to a different state, things of that nature. But today we're going to hear from somebody that's on the ground, that has roots within Arizona, and a realtor. She knows everything that you need to know about making that next move. And here we're going to talk about some of the myths, some of the things that are true about Arizona, so that way you truly know as to what to expect. So without further ado, let me go ahead and welcome to the stage Susan Evans. How you doing, Susan?
Fabulous. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning. It's nice to see you. How's Arizona today?
Hot.
So right now we're in May. We're at the end of May. Is this about the time when the weather starts to transition to extreme heat?
It is. We have triple digits right now. So we've got our 100 degrees greeting us about by 10 a.m.
That's brutal. But you make it work. That's how it is. Are you at the stage where you're used to it at this stage?
I don't know that you ever get used to it, but it's a way of living. So I have plenty of wonderful clients that move here for our weather because they're from states with intense winters, lots of snow, where you have your coats and you wear those outside and bundle up, but then you go into a heated building and there's where your balance comes in. Same thing here. It's very hot outside. We are considered to have a dry heat. So what we do is go outside. Some of our cars we can start before we get into them, turn on the air conditioner,
for sure,
and go from one air conditioned building to the next, or jump in our pools, one or the other.
I got you. All right. So talk to me about relocation. Do you feel like a lot of people that come to Arizona for their first time, do you feel like they're under a lot of misconceptions, or do you feel like a lot of people understand what to expect besides the heat?
I think both are very true. So we have folks that come here for our mini events in January, February, and March. We have some of our most known events, from Barrett Jackson to the Waste Management Open to our Arabian Horse Show, and then we have spring training. We have incredible weather, and it's just a city filled with events, and everybody's out, and it's a great place to be. Then the misconception comes from edging into summertime, mm-hmm. and what you are greeted with for that. Okay. So we use a lot of electricity during those months,
right.
And our wildlife that some of us don't like as much come out during our hot months, that sort of thing. So some misconceptions and some real positives. I love our state. Our valley has so much to offer. So I think that it is talked about by people who live here. So most don't have a real misconception.
Okay. All right. So let me bring up some things that I research, and most other people have researched as well. And I want you to help us figure out what's true and what's not. So this is, what is Arizona known for? So as I did my research, the Grand Canyon, Petrified Forest, National Park, University of Arizona, Monument Valley, turquoise gemstones, desert landscapes, Native American culture. So that's what research is giving us as far as an understanding as to what is it known for. Which ones do you feel like are, you know, take us down this list, and what do you see that doesn't fit, or, you know?
I gotcha. So I would absolutely say we are the Grand Canyon State. And if you have not been to the Grand Canyon, you have to go. It is not an area of our world that can be photographed, though many photographers have tried. It's a feeling when you get there, and it is awe-inspiring. So yes, we are all about the Grand Canyon, and it is a must-see. From there, of course, you know, we've got other national parks and petrified forests. I would tell you that I have three children. So University of Arizona, located in Tucson, which is south of where I am located in our Scottsdale area of the valley. But I also have two that went to Arizona State University. We have Grand Canyon University that has come up in ranks. And of course, in Flagstaff, they have Northern Arizona University. So we have some great universities in our state. We have students from all over our country and all over the world that actually come to our universities. University of Arizona in Tucson is known for its science and medical expertise, and ASU is known for its business and all that it promotes with W.P. Carey and its communication department. So all to say, we have great universities here in our state. And then, of course, you've got so other places for destinations, Monument Valley. And when you talk about turquoise and gemstones, absolutely. We are the wild, wild west. There are quite a few bits of Native American culture here in our state. Okay. I don't know if you see behind me, but there's what's considered a Kachina doll with my brokerage, Coldwell Banker. When you reach certain levels of production, if you will, lots of satisfied customers, we earn Kachina dolls, which is based on the idea of our Native culture. And we want to embrace that and inspire what that means. So we do have that. It's not, it's more learning about the history. We do have actually casinos here in Arizona, and those are located on our reservation land. So yes, you get to embrace all of those. So I would say that your list is pretty strong.
Okay. All right. So one for one, let's go down the pathway. I'm going to bring this up because this is one of those, this is always the positives, and this is what people see as well. And it says pros of moving to Arizona, which is low cost of living, affordable housing. There is more than just desert, because I feel like, again, that's the assumption. The weather varies, plenty of outdoor activities and parks to visit, thriving job market, strong Native American culture. Arizona is a great place to retire. Delicious southwestern cuisine. So now, the retirement, I feel like that's where a lot of people that I know that are in retirement are in Arizona for that very reason, especially for the warmer weather. But what do you experience out of this list? Do you feel like it's accurate, or you feel like they missed the boat here?
Well, Maurice, it's accurate somewhat.
Okay.
So when you talk low cost of living, that's all relative.
Right.
So those wonderful folks moving here from California, where the cost of living has increased exponentially, for them, it is considered low cost of living. But I have wonderful clients that have moved here from the Midwest, say Kansas and Missouri and Illinois. For them, it is not low cost of living. It's very difficult to find a home that might replicate what they're leaving. I just closed on a property for clients that moved from Kansas, and they lived on 5 acres. They spent more for a home here with a 10,000 square foot lot, which is not 5 acres. An acre is 43,560. So anyway, that being said, it's relative. And we have a very balanced market in Arizona in most areas of our valley. What I mean by that is when there's enough properties for those buyers. But in our Southeast Valley, we're finding that not to be true.
Okay.
We're having multiple offers still on homes. So, and you're talking about affordable housing, so low cost of living, affordable housing. It depends on where you're coming from.
True.
And that's sort of a broad answer, but very true.
Well, let me ask you this on that note with affordable housing, if you don't mind, Susan. I know across the nation, we're really pushing to have affordable housing because, again, some of the costs are skyrocketing. Like you said, it's all relative to where you're coming from. But if, as far as Arizona is concerned, are they also trying to make a push to create that affordable housing, which, you know, is middle of the road, I guess, at this stage?
We have our peripherals of our valley that have been able to embrace better pricing for homes.
Sure.
But that's because location, location, location. So you might have much more of a commute coming from some of our outskirts of our valley.
That's fair.
So okay. Goodyear, Avondale, Tolleson, Buckeye, on the other side, Santan Valley, if you will, you can find some homes that. But as you get closer to our infrastructure gotcha. And where more of our businesses are, the prices go up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you were talking right. about there's more than just desert, there absolutely is more than just desert. We mm-hmm. do have greenery. You can see in this picture here, look at that. That
yeah,
home
beautiful.
Even has, that, and that's a Arizona home. It's got grass and ivy. We've got palm trees. There is green here in our valley, and we do embrace that. We actually have turned to a lot of our fake grass, AstroTurf, to add the green color, but without the water usage.
Right.
So that's very nice to see as well. We've got mountains, which people don't think in a desert. And
okay.
If you're coming from Colorado, they might seem like foothills to you, but to us, if you're coming from some of the Midwest areas where there's nothing of height, they can seem like mountains. So we have lots
okay.
of hiking trails and lots to do there. And our weather does vary, especially if you transition throughout our state. Driving up to Flagstaff, for instance, really does look like, I'm going to give you Colorado again. We've got pine trees and they have snow and it's absolutely beautiful. There's even some skiing. So we've got that and Flagstaff and the White Mountains.
Okay.
Then plenty of outdoor activities. Oh my goodness. Yes. We have
yeah.
golf everywhere. If you are a golfer, you will be very happy in our state. Golf, pickleball has come a long way. A lot of homeowners associations have taken some of the tennis courts and made them into pickleball courts. I love pickleball
yes,
myself.
Yes.
Basketball, outdoor basketball can be found for kids and, you know, those of us that want to be a kid at heart. And we have, you know, a lot of areas where you'll see people doing yoga in open parks.
Okay.
Really fun that way. We have new soccer fields where locally where I am and throughout our valley, soccer's become a really huge sport and we have embraced that and made room for it. And we have all of our stadiums for spring training. So you can come here and sit on the grass for a spring training game and it's absolutely a wonderful time. So we've got so much to do. There's plenty to do outdoors. And
okay.
Yes, there's definitely a thriving job market here. A lot of companies have decided to move to Arizona, and we've got from Amazon and others that are known. We've got a lot of distribution centers here because we do have good weather for being able to move the product. Absolutely. We have a very large semiconductor plant going in that is a Taiwanese type of plant, and it's going to bring millions of jobs to, or hundreds of thousands, I didn't mean to exaggerate, jobs to work.
All right.
What else do we have? Yes, we already talked about our Native American culture. We have the Wild Wild West cowboy culture as well. So
okay.
Lots of horse properties and horse events as well.
That'll work. All right. And so with every pro, there obviously is some cons, and I want you to address these, because one thing that I do know about people is that when they see cons, they think they're reality. And this is an opportunity, and this is, I want to take for those that are watching, this is an opportunity for us to really dig into what is being said. And just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. And this is why we have Susan here to really talk about this. So some of the cons that they're listing as cons are high crime rate, dangerous animals and insects, low walkability, extreme high heat and humidity during the summer months, many tourists constantly visiting. So you know how tourists is. We don't like tourists either. So, I think that's across the board.
So, you know, we are a growing populace. And so with that, when more people come to an area, there are reasons for frustrations and other things that go with that. So there's crime, but are we considered a high crime state? No, we're not. Do we have some? Unfortunately, that goes with the territory of our current life that we see. And we see that news media has 24 hours, 7 days a week to report on things. So you might see a story over and over again. We are a state that, here's one. If you fly into Phoenix International Sky Harbor Airport, we are considered the friendliest airport in the country. So on the tram, we welcome you. And we are a friendly state because we are a state where people have moved here from all over the country, and we want to know each other. That's what I found. I've been here for over 20 years, and you might have some subsets that it's not true, but for the most part, we have our sites like Nextdoor, and a lot of people are on those, neighbors know neighbors, and things that might be looking strange, there's the internet to report on Nextdoor as well. So there's some things that way. You talk about our animals. Yes, we live in the desert. We live in their territory. This is their home. I live in a subdivision. I personally back to a golf course, and I have had coyote right at my little fence there. I have seen bobcats jump the fences. They're there, and as long as we don't bother them, they don't seem to bother us. What I do hear a lot about are insects, scorpions, and yes, we have them. We do. I have been stung 3 different times, which is not a lot for as long as I've lived here, but it's for me, it's parallel to a bee sting. I've also been stung by a bee. We have made bees based on bumblebee tuna and Halloween costumes, kind of the cute little stinger, whereas scorpions are really ugly. They are. They're ugly, and they're they exist. So, but if you are allergic to either one, they are a danger for sure. So you want to be aware. Our pest control companies will tell you if we kill their food source, you will not see them. So we do have ways to keep them at arm's length and out of harm's way. And we do that with our wonderful pest control companies in our valley. But if you are in an area of a new build, they are digging up the earth, and with that, the scorpions usually come out and play. Just to give you some information on that. Low walkability, you are somewhat correct in that. We've tried a little bit harder to make our area more walkability. You've got our Kierlin Commons, the corridor area where they have built more urban type condo living and you can walk to restaurants and shopping. Our downtown, when we had the Super Bowl this last year, was really cleaned up and made to be a place where people want to go, where there is walkability to events. Our Suns Stadium is downtown, and you can have wonderful meals and entertainment, as well as our sporting events. And so we have some walkability, but we are not real good with our public transportation as a whole. In Tempe, we do have the light rail for the university and to downtown, so that is really good. But I've seen better in other cities, I'll give you that. Extreme heat, it is. I believe that it gets incredibly hot here in the summer. But we don't have the humidity. So I'm gonna, without the humidity, it can be tolerable. It can be.
Yes.
So those are during our summer months. And from my vantage point, you had another question. I can't see what it is on the screen here.
So, many tourists,
And constantly visiting. We do have tourists and we love to have them. They bring a lot to our city. So please come and see Arizona. We have had some difficulty, and that's an aside note. I would have lots of differing opinions, but on our Airbnb and VRBOs, we had a lot of investors who have invested in those properties. And please, if you, you know, if you stay in one of those, a lot of them are in neighborhoods where families live, just and take that into account.
That's fair.
We have wonderful, wonderful resorts. So you want to check those out as well.
I'm going to check those out. And I'm glad you addressed this, because again, this is what people see just from the internet, just from doing their own personal research. But, you know, when it talks about high crime and some of these other issues, let's be really specific. Every state has their own particular issues that are similar or worse. And so it's just all relative. And I feel like each state is going to come with some stuff that are very good, and some things are not going to be as good. But nonetheless, everybody has their own specific character. So I want to thank you for being willing to address that, because that's huge, and that helps, again, makes that person that's fearful of maybe coming to another state and seeing Arizona and seeing that and making it make sense for them. So I do appreciate you addressing that.
Absolutely.
Another one here is, needed to live comfortably as far as finances are concerned, because I know this is a big deal. We are in just kind of the current state of being as to where people are financially. This is always a concern, make sure that they're comfortable. So now it says the number has since shot up 27.28% to 67,000 in 2023. On average, you need $68,499 after taxes to live comfortably. The average after-tax income needed for a comfortable lifestyle across the 25 metro areas in our study increased roughly 20% from a year ago, was just $57,013. So it looks like some of the home prices have shot up, it looks like, you know, 57,000 was comfortable at that time, but now they're saying in 2023 it's about 67,000. Would you see that as accurate?
Most definitely. Our pandemic brought a lot of folks to Arizona where you could work from home, and you know, there were some things about being in the sun as a positive, which I would agree for many reasons, but we had a supply and demand issue where so many people wanted to live here and we just did not have the homes for sale. So the market went very high during that time, and it has not really come back down, even though our interest rates have gone up. That being said, in order to afford that, you do need more income to be approved for a loan, to even be approved for our rental rates. They also went up. So Yes, unfortunately, that is true here, and I do believe it's true across the country.
Sure. And so in some of the families that you serve, are you noticing a lot of, in your client base specifically, are you noticing a lot of people that are retired coming to Arizona, or are you seeing a lot of couples coming to Arizona? Are you seeing, what kind of flow are you seeing coming, you know, to Arizona as a client base for you?
We do have a lot of retired folks, couples coming to Arizona because we do have a lot to offer for them. Our property taxes are relatively low compared to other states, which makes it very inviting. We do have the warm weather. When you're retired, to think about not having to traverse through rain, snow, sleet is a real positive. It is. It might get really hot here, but I have talked to some of my retired clients and it actually feels good to them to warm their bones. And yeah. I do understand that as well. So, and we've got great medical facilities in our valley, which is very positive as well from, I don't need to go into our different medical facilities, but we've got Banner and Honor Health and some really good, positive health background that can be there if you need them. We have some established 55 and older areas of our valley. Sun City is known to most as a 55 and older. It's a large community. It was developed actually in the late 1970s. So you've got a large populace there. And then we've had Trilogy, who's brought some other retirement 55 and older type communities that have on property restaurants and golf and the other things I talked about. So you can stay in your neighborhood and pretty much have everything. And with that, we've got intranets now, not so you've got your internet, but intranets in specific communities where you can just communicate with your neighbors from, you know, bunco night to wine tasting night to, you know, that sort of thing. And you can drive around in your golf cart instead of getting in a big car to traverse through these neighborhoods. So we do have those to offer as well. And with all of that, I do see a huge populace of retirement age folks moving to our valley, and we welcome them for sure.
All right, lovely. Let's go ahead and bring this up because I know this is huge. This is what people are thinking about as far as the average home price. So if you think about the average income that you need to have, you also need to be aware of the average home price. So this is suggesting, and then again, this is just my research, and this is where I want you to correct me. So home prices in Arizona have been declining overall. The median price for a home in the state of, in the state as of January 2023 was $406,000. So how true is that, or how far off are they?
Well, you know, obviously it's a statistic. So in some areas it is correct. So what went up, again, with our pandemic, we've got Scottsdale, which most people know, and Phoenix. And then you move out a little bit and those areas went up substantially. And they are not the three rules of real estate. For most, they are wonderful areas, but location, location, location. They, so without having that and having more of the commute or that sort of thing, those have started to drop in price and demand. So the stats have some validity, but where most of my business is in the Scottsdale area, there's still multiple offers on homes, competing bids for homes. Most of that is because we do not have the inventory. We do not have people wanting to sell. Real estate is basic supply and demand, and A lot of folks refinanced and their interest rate is under 3%, and we cannot attain that today. So if they decide to sell, they might have equity in their home, but then most will still have to refinance and their payments will reflect that. So supply and demand is keeping prices a little bit high.
Makes sense. Okay. And this is a good one because I know the architecture of the particular houses within Arizona are varied because they have some Native American background within it, but I know there's some historical relation within Arizona as to what to expect as far as the housing. So as far as the single family architecture styles in Arizona, they're suggesting ranch, Pueblo Revival, contemporary, century modern, Spanish Mission, Mediterranean, Tudor Revival, bungalows, Santa Fe, Spanish, Colonial. Now, bungalows and Tudor Revival, never heard of Tudor Revival. So talk to us.
Well, all of those are in our valley, quite honestly. We have a different architecture because of our heat. So we use stucco and paint for most of the exterior of our homes. In the 90s, when a lot of our valley was built out, we were the Santa Fe tutorial look, lots of granite, travertine, that sort of look. As Arcadia is an area in Phoenix that was older homes built on large lots, lots of green grass, beautiful area. But a lot of investors went into Arcadia and rebuilt those homes, and they built them more in a traditional ranch style home, maybe even with that white picket fence because they're open grass area. And so we have that look as well. You can get a little bit of everything here, but we don't have a lot of the peaked roofs that you might have where you have a lot of snow. We have more of our tile roofs, which cover our underlayments. So you've got the roof style that is very different than other areas of the country because it's baked clay, which is baked in the sun, which will protect that underlayment, which is our roof. So yes, you are correct. You can describe all of them that way.
Got it. All right. Well, here today, ladies and gentlemen, want to really address the fact that we are dealing with the myths and what is true about Arizona. That is where we're going with today's conversation. And that's where Susan comes in. So handy as far as her information, and again, with her historical relationship with being a realtor and being a part of Arizona for quite some time. So thank you for addressing these. Now, is there any final thoughts that you'd like to leave the audience with here today?
I just appreciate you so much, Maurice, and what you offer with Executive Talk and getting information out to the public on the various platforms. So I just want to really thank you. And if you do have more questions about Arizona, real estate in Arizona, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to answer your questions.
And before I let you go here, Susan, I want to thank you for your service that you provide and your dedication to excellence. And that's exactly the reason why you're here with Executive Talk, is because that's who we want to associate with and let people know who to find when you need to relocate. And again, relocating is not only a huge move, it's a trusting move. And you need to make sure that you're in contact with somebody that you can trust and that will make sure that you're comfortable in transitioning to this new place. So thank you so much again for your service and everything that you do as a realtor there in Arizona. So thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Look forward to having you back. So with that being said, everybody, I want to thank you guys for joining in today's show. Again, reach out to Susan. Here's why you want to reach out to her. Make sure that you are transitioning and that you're relocating and that you can trust the move. We understand that it's a very fearful time in some sorts, if you've never been to Arizona before, Scottsdale specifically, to make sure that you're transitioning your whole life to a whole nother place and make sure that you can get acclimated quickly. One thing that I love about Susan is that she's not going to leave you hanging. She becomes your friend. And that's the type of relationship that you're looking for within your realtor. So I want to thank you guys again for joining us. And we'll be back next month to talk about some more good, exciting information about Arizona. So without further ado, Susan and I, we actually have to get back to work. So you guys have a wonderful day.